Music can be made anywhere, on a stage, in a practice room, in your shower. Well, yesterday, during our occasional series, Music That Matters, I told you about a special string orchestra that rehearses in an unusual place. A women's prison in Eagle River, Alaska. Every day on PT, we hear some of the world's great musicians in concert, and we often hear them talking about what they do. So we learn how music matters to musicians, but we got to wondering about people and places and communities where music is not just important, it's life-changing. Today, we're at the Highland Mountain Correctional Center, or HMCC, in Eagle River, just outside Anchorage, Alaska.
I would imagine if I was in jail, I mean, how could you take anything positive away from it, you know? You just think, you know, I'm being punished, and this was a really depressing, wasted time of my life, and I hope that they look back on orchestra and think, well, that wasn't a waste, you know? That was really something genuine.
Conductor Gabrielle Willis. Yesterday, we found out how the string orchestra program began at this women's prison. Now, this might seem like an unexpected luxury, an orchestra for inmates at a prison. Superintendent Dean Marshall says that for him, it makes perfect sense.
Obviously, people are here for having caused harm out in the community and by law have been separated from the community for protection of those in the public. But in fact, they're not sent here to be punished. That's not part of the mandate for correctional systems in Alaska, is not to punish people. It's to protect the public by keeping them incarcerated.
The program was founded in 2003 by the prison and a nonprofit called Arts on the Edge, which Superintendent Dean Marshall says takes care of all the funding. No taxpayer dollars go to this program. Every winter since 2004, the three orchestras at the Highland Mountain Correctional Center have played a holiday concert in their gymnasium. Conductor Gabrielle Willis says they get to show off what they've accomplished over the year.
Their families are there, and the audience gives them standing ovations, and people are crying, and it's like people on the outside get to come and see that they are doing something good here while they're in jail, and some of them just getting dressed up in concert black clothes, because we have clothes for them, they just wear for the concerts, and they're like, this is the first time I've worn pantyhose in 5 years, you know, just things that you'll never ever think about, that they take so much joy in.
I spoke with four women who are incarcerated at Highland Mountain Correctional Center, and I'll let them tell you about this concert experience. We'll hear from Cassandra Russell, Dana Hilbisch, Tamara Riley, and Kathleen, or Casey Colbert.
This is Dana, and for the first couple of years, I didn't actually invite any family, and I'm not even sure why. But then the last two times I've invited my brother and his wife, and all they could say was, we would have come all along if you had invited us. They loved it.
This is Cassandra. I had my sister and her fiance at the time and my surrogate mother finally come last year, and it wasn't really about showing everybody what I could do. It was about showing myself what I could do.
What did it feel like to play and to feel like you played well and to have them be there and see it and hear it?
Definitely proud. Where I have not pulled through on a lot of things in my life, it was a really proud day to be able to show that my actions were speaking louder than my words.
Tamara Riley.
It's allowed me to realize that I can do a lot more than what people in my past have given me credit for. The only thing that I can really think of to describe that is a sense of peacefulness within myself.
No matter how you know you're feeling physically, mentally, you know, sometimes reflecting on where we're at in our lives, I can pick up my violin and take myself to the ocean or the woods or the park and put music to that picture in my head.
Casey, how about you? What have you noticed that's changed about yourself from being in the orchestra?
the 3 years I was here before I came to prison, I just didn't realize just how isolated and cut off I had become. And when I got involved in the orchestra in here, it helped me reconnect with the people around me and reconnect with the creative juices inside me. It's opened me up to the rest of the people around me. I've reconnected with them, and I'm a part of that. And that sure feels good. It sure feels good.
We heard from cellist Kathleen Casey Colbert, cellist Dana Hilbisch, violinist Tamara Riley, and violinist Cassandra Russell, all inmates at the Highland Mountain Correctional Center in Eagle River, Alaska, and all members of the HMCC Advanced Orchestra. We heard highlights from a concert they gave on December 5th, 2009. You can find out more about this program and other musical programs like it around the country by going to our website. You'll find us online at performancetoday.org. Click on Music That Matters. You can download the audio from this story and hear my complete interview with the women musicians at HMCC. And I'd love to hear what you think about this story as well. You can write to us by clicking on the contact button in the upper right-hand corner of the PT website. Join the conversation on the PT page on Facebook or call us 866-943-4450. That's 866-943-4450. I'm Fred Child. This is Performance Today.